Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Pei Beis, last daf, full blot in Masech, in Perek Merubah, and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we finish Merubah and we start the eighth Perek of Hachovel. But today we have other inyanim to do, a little halacha and a little agada. As we continue on Pei Aleph and Mabez by the two dots, the 10th Takanas Yehoshua was that a Meis Mitzvah is Kone Mekomo. A Meis Mitzvah is Kona, the spot where it is found. Again, the Meis Mitzvah, somebody does not have Kovrim. Wherever it's found, that's where it is nicknamed. The Chazon Ish has a suffix in Baba Kama and Simon Yud Ches. What does Meis Mitzvah Kona Mekomo mean? High Takanas Yeshua, Efshel Afarsha Bebez Ofanim. Two ways to understand that the Meis Mitzvah is Kona Mekomo. Efshar, She'en Kpeita She'en Nikbar B'makam She'nim Sadafka. Number one is, maybe Meis Mitzvah can be Kone Mekomo. That if you want to bury it there, then you can. Ela she'achareishu nimsa b'makom she'ein lahamotso misayim b'kvuraso. Since you find it in a place where there's no one else to help, but if you want, you could bury it there. V'im lo nafkiris asados ha'kravos l'kvuraso l'famim yishar muto b'bizyono she'ichbar alamotso l'olhich b'beis ha'kvaris. If you make somebody schlep the Meis Mitzvah to a beis ha'kvaris, he might not do it. So Meis Mitzvah Kone Mekomo, you know what? You don't have to schlep him to a cemetery. You can bury him there. It's okay. It's a heter. Meis Mitzvah Kone Mekomo is a heter. Where do you say Meis Mitzvah Kone Mekomo is a chiyuv? He was Kone this spot, and he has to be buried here. Not that he can be buried here, but he has to be buried here. Efter lefari to tikin shlo yikbarenu b'makom acher. Ela dafka b'makom ha'nimsa. Shem yei rashoi l'kover b'makom acher. If you let him bury it somewhere else, lefamim yirtza motzol l'chal beis ha'kvaris. Otherwise, you want to schlep him, schlep the body to a cemetery. The acharei she'en lo ozrim, and since there's nobody to help, alul she'yil ev yishtahe baderach. It'll take you a long time. You'll do a delay because you have to take a lot of rests. V'chein yavo ashcheinim l'diktatos, and all the neighbors will start fighting with you along the way. They see you carrying. L'fichach hitel chova she'nikbar b'mekom ha'mamish. Right? So, is it a heter or is it a chiv? V'lashen meis mitzvah kone mekomo. What do you get from the language? Kone mekomo mashma d'mekomo chova. He thinks it's the latter. That Meis Mitzvah is Kone, and you have to bury it there. Lefiza hadin no saying, therefore, Shem Nimsa b'makam she'i efshel l'kovro. So if this comes up, then if you find them in a place where it cannot be buried, it's impossible, as we'll see a case in a minute in the Gemara. Batla takanas Yoshua. If it's a place where, if you hold it's the former that you can, then okay, you can, but you can take it somewhere else, and you still have to bury him wherever you can. But if it's a chiv in that spot, then it's a place where you cannot bury. We'll talk about it in a second, middle of the street. So then, the whole takan is bato ve'en lemotzer rishus lekover b'zada shalacher. And you would be able to move him. Okay, but that is the Chazon Ish Safek. Is it a heter or is it a chiv? These two, the deos he suggests is the machlokes and tosos and ksubas daf yud zayin, which we discussed then. Tosos, the Gemara there says, mevatlin talmud Torah lehotzas hameis. Your mevatel Torah, you leave the base manager in order to go to Levaya. That's the halacha of the hierarchy of values. So the Tosfos there quotes a story of in the Maseches Smachos, right? Maseches Smachos. What does it say? I'm sorry. In Hilchos Derech Eretz, Vakasha the Hilchos Derech Eretz. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Tchilas Tashmisha Lefnei Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva says, when I first became a good Talmud, Pamachazi Demale Baderech Matzas Meis Mitzvah. I went to help a Meis Mitzvah. Vin Itzpalti Bo Dalin Midim Ashe Veitiv LeBeis Akvaris. I've run him to the cemetery. Vakavarta, but I buried him there. Ukshebasi Viritzesi Dvarei Lefnei Rav Lazar Rabbi Yeshua. And when I came to the Beis Medrash, I told them why I was late. Amru Lo Al Kol Psia Upsila Kilu Shafachta Damnaki. Terrible what you did. So what do you mean terrible what you did as Tosas? A Meis Mitzvah is a Mevatel Talmud Torah. It beats Talmud Torah. Tosas has two answers. Either, V'hatsam lav mishum bittel Torah, ele mishum de Meis Mitzvah kanem makomo. V'hayel ola kovr b'makam shematzo. Day number one is, he should have buried him where he found him. Of course, he should have been osik with him, but he should have buried him where he found him. Number one. Second day, or v'yudu mi korvio, D'hatsam mishum de bittel atzmo mishimish Talmud Chacham. And Gadol Shimusha Yoser Milimuda. Meaning Shimush Talmud Chacham beats Hotzas HaMeis. Even though Hotzas HaMeis beats Talmud Torah. Being Mevlave, being Meshamish Talmud Chacham, that's even better than Talmud Torah, as the Gemara says, excuse me, in Brachas. That's the second day of Tosis. That's the Chazir. What are they arguing about? Maybe they're arguing about how to understand Meis Mitzvah Kone Mekomo. Because according to the second day, he was not at fault for moving the Meis. He was only at fault for not doing Shimusha Shel Torah. According to the first day, I know. The problem was they didn't bury him right there. 2 days of Tosas Ksubastaf Yuzayin, says the Chazon Ish. Maybe that's what the Machlokas is. Machlokas is here. There are some heterim where we say that a Meis Mitzvah does not have to be Kone Mekomo. Number one, as the Chazon Ish said, if it's in a place where you cannot bury him, it's impossible. The Rambam says if he's found, all these halachas only apply if he's found outside the city. Chutz L'Medina. If he's found in the middle of the city, you take him to the cemetery. That's the Kuliyama, says the Rambam. That's not called Mekomo in the middle of the city. Right? It's only Kone Mekomo if it's outside the city, so then you can bury him right there. But if it's only Mechutz L'Medina, this is Lashon. But in the city, the Rambam says, you take him to the Beis HaKvaros.
Is it that, or is that he's not a Meis Mitzvah?
Is he not a Meis Mitzvah? So is he, if there's nobody else burying him, so he might not be a Meis Mitzvah then? Okay, L'maisa is a Meis Mitzvah, so nobody else is burying him. But you're right, maybe in a town, all halachas don't apply. But there is a very important Yamshel Shlomo here. The Yamshel Shlomo says, and this is quoting the Shach in your Day Hilchos Avelos, he says, why is it that this halacha, the Beis Mitzvah, doesn't apply today? A Beis Mitzvah Kone Mekomo. Nobody buries a Meis Mitzvah where they find him or her, says the Yamshel Shlomo. V'ein l'tamu al zeh, sh'no'agin achshav hecha sh'motziyin harug, afilu hecha sh'ein lo yarshim begalil zeh, even if you don't have any yarshim, mikom akom, mevi'in osol lo besakvaris, afilu kama milin. Why is it that, nowadays, you always bring the Meis Mitzvah to the cemetery? And, of course, the story of Rabbi Akiva. F. Shari says, you know why? Hayin mishim da'achshav kol asados heim shal gayim, v'lo chal aleha takanas Yoshua. There are many fields that don't belong to us. V'yafilu be'eret Yisrael achshav, ein lanu rishus v'im yodea l'goy yifanuhu. It could be that if you bury him not in a cemetery, they're going to exhume the body. And it's not safe for the body to not be in a cemetery. V'yafilu nizdamin besada shel Yisrael. Mikol makom dilma l'machar yikach ha-melech, o ha-goy asada miyado. Kasher anachnu bazeh ha-golus ha-mashuch ha-oruch below keva. Bavonus, that's a long, right. Golus ha-mashuch ha-oruch below keva. Bavonusenu harabim. Klal derech arai nova nod kol ayamim mivayis lavayis meir leir. That's the description of Galus, says the Marshal. Im came tov yoser lavila besakvaris. Basically, there's more shmira that can be done in the cemetery. So bisman hazeh, we don't have this takana of meis besakon makomo. It's much better for the mace if he is in a cemetery. That's the after shalom was quoted in the Shach in Yerodeya in Shin Samachdal. Okay, so now what does the Gemara say about it? About meis besakon makomo. V'raminhi, we ask a kasha, hamotzi meis mutal b'isratya, if you find a mace that is lying in the street, mifaneo liyamin isratya, you can move him to the right side of the isratya, o l'smol isratya, or the left side, but he's in the middle of the road, you can't leave him there, because people have to walk by, they're going to be ma'ahil on the mace, they're going to become tame, so you can't leave him. Isratya, Rashi says, which is a rabbin, 16 amas wide. We discussed that a few weeks ago. In the middle of Bava Kamma, when we discussed what the definition is of a Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa. So if you find him, you can move him. Stay bar, but stay near. Let's say the two choices are a totally fallow field, stay bar, it was never touched, and stay near a plowed field, but it wasn't planted yet. So you always go for the lesser developed. So, Mifadil, stay bar. You move him to the stay bar, because that's, farther away from being used. Stay near v'stay zera. What if one was plowed and one was already planted? Mefaneil stay near, you move into the plowed one. How you stay in bar, stay in nar, stay in zeroos, if they're both the same. Mefaneil v'makam sheirza. You pick, once you have it, you can move it to wherever you want. Once it's in your hand, you can move it to wherever you want. What do you see from here? That's not Kone Mekomo. Right? It says here, you're allowed to move it. Summer of Bibi v'mutal al meitzar. No, the point is, it's mutal on the meitzar. Rashi says, mutal b'rochev aderech. It's a cross. It's across the whole street. See, it's an impossible situation. So you have to move it. And mitosh, nita lefanoso. And once you have it in your hands to move it, mefanela mechalakam sheyirtza, you can move it to wherever you want. You don't have to wait to the first open second. Interesting, we had this discussion back in Maseches Beitza. In cases where you're allowed to pick up a piece of muksa, so do you have to put it down in the first second? Right, or even not in Muksa. Let's say what we call the Gzera of Tiltul Kalim, like pens. Right, the Gemara describes, or Shaftel likes to point this out, that there were different stages of the Gzera of Muksa. Tiltul Kalim, the Gemara never calls Muksa. Klishim Lachta L'Isser. Muksa, you're not allowed to move. The Gemara says you're allowed to move Klishim Lachta L'Isser, a stapler, a pen, a scissors, L'Sarach Gufa L'Sarach Makomo. You're allowed to move it. So that's not really muksa. That's called the Gzera of Tiltul Kalim. So let's say you left a pen on your dining room table, or you left a stapler, so you're allowed to pick it up. To move it, because you need the place. You want to put a plate down. So what do you have to put it down the first second that you come to the first drawer? The answer is no. The poskim say the Magen Avraham discusses this. Once you have it in your hand, take it to whoever you want. Put it to there's machlok of the poskim about it, but that's what we seem to hold. That once it's in your hand, just put it down wherever. So mefanela b'chol makam sheyirtza. Similar idea. Viter amri asara hani chadzrei havin. If you really add this up, you did the math yesterday. There's 11 takanas of Yeshua, not 10. So why did it say 10 takanas? So mahalchim b'shvilei rishus shlomo amar. You're right. Take one out. Walking in the on the shvilei rishus, that you're allowed to walk on a people's property as long as it's not the growing season yet. That really Shlomo HaMelech did. Diktanya, as the Brisa says, Harishakalo peirosa minasada. How do you know Shlomo? Because we're going to quote a pasuk from Mishlei. Harishakalo peirosa minasada. Veda mariach riyadam likanis pesach sadeyu. Let's say your fruit finished from your field, and you still do not let people walk into your field. Right? It's like meet a stone. Right, so ma habrios omer salav. What do people say about you? Ma no yesh leploni. What kind of benefit is this guy getting? Ma habrios mazikos lo. What? Why can't people walk in his field? It doesn't damage him. Alav akasov omer about him. The pasuk says miyos tov al tikri rab. Instead of being right, miyos tov al tikri rab. From the chance you have to do good, don't be ra. Al tikri rab. The Gemara says 1 second. There's no such pasuk. Umiksim miyos tov al tikri rab. Is that really a pasuk? So Gemara says, in Ksivki Agavna, yeah, it's basically this pasuk. It's a similar pasuk. Al timna tov mi ba'alav, don't withhold tov from the owner. Biyos lekel yadecha la'asos. Lael yadecha la'asos. When you have a chance to do something, you have a chance to do something good. L'sham Ziyana Balachi here quotes 20 places in Shas where the Gemara either quotes a made-up pasuk or quotes a similar, then the Gemara doesn't ask, is this really a pasuk? So for some reason the Gemara here wants to be medayik. Maybe it's saying, if it's really Shlomo HaMelech, we want to know which is the real pasuk. But there are other times in Shas where the Gemara combines two pesukim, right? V'nasan akesa v'kamlo, right? We have that pasuk by Maaser Sheni. That's not a pasuk. It's two different phrases in the pasuk. Right? So, again, there are examples where we don't quote an exact pasuk, but here the Gemara is interested in a historical point. So maybe that's why it asks what Shlomo HaMelech said. Right. So, Vesuleka. So those are the only 10 takanas of Yeshua. Don't we have more? The Tosefta says, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'shasot Zazvalim, we also had this earlier, at the time when people put out the fertilizer from their fields, Adam Motzi Zilal L'Shuz Rabim, you're allowed to pour it out to the street right next to your field, V'tzover Kol Shloshim, and you can leave it there for 30 days, K'deishi Hinisho V'ragli Adam V'ragli Behema, so it gets trampled by the public walking by. That's good for it. It like makes it soft and it makes it even. Shalmanas kein hinchol Yeshua liyishol asaretz, because Yeshua ben Nun made this takana for the good of the people. V'yikad Rabbi Shmuel, and also what about Rabbi Shmuel's takana? Beno shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel beno shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer Tanai Bezdinu. It's a Tanai Bezdin. Sheyeze yorei l'toch sadeh chaveiro. I'm allowed to go into my friend's field. V'kotzei tzocho shel chaveiro lahatzil nechil shelo. We're going to have this later on also. Let's say I have a beehive, and all of a sudden my bees went and moved to your tree. Right? So I'm allowed to cut down the branch where the beehive is on so that the bees go back to my place. I can't just try to take one little piece, because then Rashi explains the whole thing is just going to be avar ubatel, and they're all going to separate. If I want to keep the whole beehive as is, if I cut down the entire branch, so I'm allowed to kotate the socho, the whole branch, to save my nechil, my beehive. I'll pay for the branch. But that I'm allowed to do in order to save my property. Or a third one, but Tanai Bezdin, it's a third Tanai Bezdin. What happens if I'm walking, or you're walking, and we each have barrels? I have a barrel of wine, you have a barrel of honey. The Gemara is assuming that the honey is more expensive and more valuable. So when I see your barrel is leaking, and therefore all of your honey is going to be lost, so I'm allowed to pour out my wine from my barrel, put your honey into my barrel, and then save your honey, and then you'll pay me for my wine. So, third takana. See, all these takanas in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Finally, v'tanai bezdin hu, she'izim afarik es eitzav, v'toim pishtano shal chaveiro. Similar case. I'm carrying wood, and you're carrying flax. I'm allowed to put down my wood and lose my wood in order to carry your flax. V'notot me eitzav, mitoch pishtano shal chaveiro. And I'm allowed to get paid for it. Shamanas kein, hincho Yeshua li Yisrael asa'aretz. Because of all these, Yeshua ben Nun was manchel the land, based on all of these conditions. So why aren't all these four listed? Gemara answers, b'chidoi lo kamrinan. No, all of these are said by a singular Tana. So the Gemara is not interested in listing off The ones said by a single Tana. The other ones are said by a Stama Debraisa and Anonymous. And those are the ones that we hold of. The Rambam and the Rif do not quote these last four. They don't quote them, meaning we hold like the first 10, but not like these last four. Weiter. V'hakiyasa, Rav Avin Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Avin said in the name of Rav Yochanan. And the kasha is going to be that this is a brisa, as we'll see. Echad ilan hanotu l'toch sadeh chaveiro v'echad ilan haslamach l'meitzar. If somebody has a tree, but their tree is right next to their friend's field, and the tree leans over, the branches and the fruit lean over into the friend's field, or into Rosh Hasharabim. So let's say fruit grew on that tree, my fruit, and I go bring that fruit to the Beis HaMikdash. Am I allowed to say, when I bring that fruit for Bikurim, that this is from the land that you gave me? After all, it's hanging over land that's not mine. It's hanging over my friend's field. It's hanging over Rosh Hasharabim. So, says the Gemara, maybe v'korei. Yes, you're allowed to be korei even. You're allowed to say, Asher Nasata, right, Asher Nasata li. Shamanas kein hinchul Yoshua li Yisrael Asaretz. Right, because of, right, through this, because of, the, with this condition, Yeshua was hinchul the Aretz. So Rashi says, the kasha is, that, v'chokiyasa, look at the top Rashi, u'masnisa havit yuvta, d'ktani asara v'sulo, v'reb yochanan amoruhu, v'kasha le masnisa. Right, we said earlier that it's 10, and now there's a new one, the earlier brises that we quoted, they were brises. We say, okay, the brises weren't included. Here, Rabbi Yochanan is making another one up. Rabbi Yochanan can't argue on a brisa, right? He's quoting number 11, but he, and this is not a das yachid. He's quoting a stama de brisa. So how could he suggest it if there's only 10 and he's suggesting an 11th? Right, relates to what we've discussed. Is an amora really not allowed to argue on a tana, or he just wouldn't? Pashtus of many gemaras is that they can't. What is this gemara saying? Hey, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't argue. Rav Rishonim seem to say against that. Reb Chaim against the Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim that they can't, not just that they wouldn't. So here too, Rashi says Beferish, but Kashne Masnisa, how could he suggest his suggestion? Are you allowed to plant this tree in the first place next to your friend's field if it's going to hang over? So the Gemara Baba Basra says everybody agrees you're allowed to plant. The Machlokas are just by Bikur, and Yeshua was Mesakein that you could even say Arzacha. That was his Takana. So Gemara answers. Change it from before. Elaman Tana Asaratzon Shehistar Yeshua ben Levihu. Really, the statement before of the 10 takanas of Yeshua, that wasn't a brisa. It was Yeshua ben Levi. So Rabbi Yochanan could argue on him. They were both amorim, not a problem, not a brisa. Period. Rav Gavia mi beit Kasil Masvila Behedya. He learned it beferish. Rav Tamchan Rav Brius Amri Mishum Zaki Nechad Uman Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Asaratzon Hisna Yeshua. They said it beferish. They said in the name of a certain Zakein, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that there were 10 takanas.
Doesn't the previous question come back then of the previous four?
Sorry?
What about the previous four?
So still, those were Das Yachids earlier. So maybe you can still say that if it's a Das Yachid, that means it wasn't accepted. Ukuli Alma. Right? If it says a certain Tana, so then you could say that all of these were based on other Tana. Okay, two dots. Asara Takanos Tikain Ezra. Ezra also had 10 takanas. Ezra has takanas and Yeshua has takanas. Why those two dafka? So the Torah Chaim says, because these were the two people that brought Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, the first time and the second time. So as Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to make laws in order to Latovas Bnei Yisrael Uluman Han Hagasam. So that's why they each made takana. Yeshua was Kibush Rishon, and Ezra was Kibush Shnia when he went in. All the different discussions about the differences between those Kibushim, but we have what to talk about today, so we'll leave that for now. We'll get back to Kedusha Rishon and Kishul Shaitza, Kishul Asalava. Okay, the Rishash just points out other places in Shas where we have more than these 10 from Ezra, and he tries to work out why those aren't on the list. Those aren't on the list either. Okay, but let's continue. What are the 10 takanas of Ezra? Shekorin b'mincha b'shabbos, that you lain mincha Shabbos afternoon. V'korin b'sheni v'chamishi, and you lain every Monday and Thursday. V'donim b'sheni v'chamishi, and Bezdin is open every Monday and Thursday. As we'll see, I'll mention it now already, but Monday and Thursday is an Ace Ratzon. Why is it an Ace Ratzon, Monday and Thursday? Right? Why Dafka Monday and Thursday? We're going to see, because they were thirsty for Torah. You can't have 3 days without Torah. We'll see in a second. But so why Ezra picked Dafka Monday and Thursday? Well, we'll see Moshe Rabbeinu really picked it. So Tosas describes that, based on the Medrash, that Monday and Thursday are Ace Ratzon. Ace Ratzon. Why? The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu, through line of Tosfos, Kedei. Moshe Rabbeinu, Alva Shalom, Alva Chamishi, Lekabaluchas Achronos. Thursday was the day that he went up to get the, if you do the math, right? You work out the three times that he went up for 40 days, and the work out the dates of the week and the days of the week. He went up on a Thursday to get the Luchos Achronos, and he came down on a Monday. So the Luchos Achronos are really, that was the Eis Ratzon, those are the Luchos that stayed. So because of that, in the Bria, inherently, Monday and Thursdays are Eis Ratzon. And that's why Bezin is open on Mondays and Thursdays, and that's why we lay on Mondays and Thursdays, and that's why we say Vuhurachim on Mondays and Thursdays. Right? Not because, oh, Vuhurachim. No, it's an Eis Ratzon. It's an Eis Ratzon. It's a special tefillah we get to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's hands are open, Kavi Yochol, on Monday and Thursday. Ask me things. Do tshuva. But who Rachem Yichaper Avon, this extra tefillah on Monday and Thursday, because it's an Eis Ratzon. Right? Levisha Haya, Eis Ratzon, Ba'osa Aliyah, and that's why we fast on Mondays and Thursdays, whenever there's a Bahab, and whenever there's for rain. Mondays and Thursdays are special Eis Ratzons. This is the Tosfos, the source of it. And that's why we have all the laws about Monday and Thursday. Okay? Back to the Gemara. So Mincha, and then Monday and Thursday laning, Monday and Thursday Bezdin, Umachabsin Bachamishi Bishabis, and you're allowed to do laundry on you should do laundry on Thursday. Discussion in the Rishonim. Does this mean Dafka Thursday so you have enough time to like get it back and get it all set up by Shabbos? Or Dafka Thursday so you have more time to do everything else on Friday? Because laundry takes go down to the river and schlep it and dry it. So maybe Dafka Thursday because there's so many other preparations on Friday. My nafkamina, what about his manazeh? Is there a kiyum to do laundry dafka Thursday and not Friday because you're being osik and all that other sarchei bayis? Or like we have the laundry, we have the washing washer and dryers in our house, so it's not such a tircha. So that's the discussion. Uva ochlin shum be'erev Shabbos, and one should eat garlic on Friday night. We'll see why. V'shtei isha mashkemes ve'ofe, a woman who's baking should get up early and bake. V'shtei isha chogeres besinar, and a woman wears a certain type of girdle. V'shtei isha chofefes ve'toveles, a woman does certain types of chafifa. Chafifa has come to mean all the preparations a woman does to get ready to go to the mikvah. That's what chafifa lamaisa means. Literally, chafifa means brushing or combing. We'll see what that is later on. Vishiyah, and finally, number nine, Shirochlin Machzirin Ba'ayaros. The peddlers could travel through the city selling perfumes for the women. And Vitikin Tvila Labali Korean. And also, he was masaking a Tvila for a Balkari, someone who has seen Shechva Zera, right, becomes a Balkari, and according to Takanis Ezra, before he learns Torah, as we'll see, he has to go to the mikvah. Let's go to the mikvah. That was Ezra, and as we'll see, we don't pass him like that way, Bizmanasat, but that is, those are the Takanis Ezra. So let's talk about each one. Shikar Mincha B'Shabbos V'Shem Yoshvei Kranos. Why? Why do you lay Mincha on Shabbos? You just leaned in the morning. Because of Yoshvei Kranos. What are Yoshvei Kranos? People who hang out on the corners. What does that mean? So Rashi says, we're talking about the people who are busy all week, and they don't get to learn all week, so give them another chance. Give them another chance of Talmud Torah. Right? So just, have another laning. That's what the Rashi seems to say. Tikkun Biginayu Kriya Yisera. You have an extra laning. The Archos Chaim says, the Rabbi Milunel says, it's to be making on them, because they don't have enough learning during the week, so we want to have an extra Kriya Yisera to kind of Kabbalistically protect them. Why Dafka Mincha on Shabbos? Why Dafka Mincha? So the Shidim Kubetz says here, it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah actually, in Hilchos Shabbos. Shidim Kubetz says here, quotes, why do we say before laning at Mincha, Vanis Filasi Lecha Hashem Eis Ratzon? Why do we say that? Shabbos Mincha, Shabbos afternoon. Because David HaMelech in Tehillim is basically saying, when everyone, all the other nations have parties and holidays, what do they look like after they have their big feast? What do they look like? They can't get up. Right? They can't get up. Look at Achashverosh. They can't get up. They're totally, totally drunk. But va'ani, after my Shabbos meal, l'cha eis ratzon, I come back to shul, I lane, I come back, I go to Shbaruch, I'm serving you after my meal on Shabbos. Right? So that is why that's a special eis ratzon. Eis ratzon, va'ani, right? Alright, va'ani, tefilasi l'cha Hashem, eis ratzon. Right? It's an eis ratzon, dafka there, because it's contrasting. It's a kavana. The Mishnah says the kavana you have when you say that pasuk by Shabbos Mincha is contrasted to the other nations, and that's what the Mishnah, that's what the Shidduch Kubetz says here. Umishem Yoshei Kranos Shaholchem Umishtakrim Ba'osa Shah Al Kranos Ba'osa Shah Shah Shachrasi, etc. And that's why we have a laning. Tekna Lomar Vanis Filasi Uba David Va'amar Hein Yoshei Umishtakrim Al Kranos Vani Bal Beisak Nasas Umispalal Lefanecha B'Shasa Mincha Shiyes Ratzon Shav Eliyahu Anavi Lo Nana Lebitzilas Mincha, as we saw in Brachas. Right, Eliyahu Anavi was dafka answered at the mincha time, the uniqueness of mincha, the Torah quotes, the uniqueness of mincha, that, you know, shachris is easy. You get up, you daven. Ma'ariv is easy. Before you go to sleep, you daven. Mincha is the middle of the whole day. You're in the middle of your job. You have to run, catch a mincha. So that's a special. That's chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tfilas mincha. So that's why dafka mincha time, we are misaki and laning, mishum yoshve kronos. Next, shiakarim b'sheni v'chamishi, that Ezra said you have to lane Mondays and Thursdays. Ezra tikein vayimikaravi miskina. What do you mean? It was original. It was even before Ezra. D'tanya vayelchus shloshi yama midbar v'lomatsu mayim. Parshas b'shalach. After Kriyas Yamsuf, it says they were walking. They didn't have water. They were very thirsty. Darshei reshumos amru. The darshei reshumos, those who darshim psukim, say in mayim ela Torah. Water means Torah. It means they went 3 days and they didn't have Torah. Shenemar haikol tamilu chulamayim. They said, well, we're all thirsty and you have to get water. Because they didn't have Torah for 3 days, they were weary and they were thirsty for Torah. Umdu Neviim Shebeinayim, so the Neviim at that time got up and were Mesakein, Vitiknu Lahem, Shiukorin, Bishabis, that they, what, they were Mesakein, okay, you can never have 3 days without Torah. So, you lay on Shabbos. Umafsikim Bechab Shabbos, you take a break on Sunday. Vikorin Bishidi, Shani, and you lay on Monday. Umafsikim Shlishi Ravi, then you take a break Tuesday and Wednesday. Vikorin Bechamishi, and you lay on Thursday. Umafsikim Be'erev Shabbos, and you lay on Friday, and you stop on Friday. This is all the minimum, obviously. You have more with Yantif and other days. Torah? Question mark. So you see, it was earlier. We'll get that in a second. So you have 3 days. You don't have 3 days without Torah. So what exactly? What do you say, Ezra? It was the Nevi'im in the times of Mara, in the times of Kriyas Yamsuf. So Gemara answers. You're right. Mei kara tiknu chad gaver t'lasa psuke. Originally, what was the laning? It was one ole, three psukim. Inami t'lasa gavri t'lasa psuke connected kohanim levim yisraelim, or three people but three psukim connected three types of Jews. Asahu Ezra came and formalized it a little more. Tikin t'lasa gavri v'asar psuke. He said the minimum is three olim and ten psukim connected asar batflanim, connected the asar batflanim, or the 10 people that used to be hired to stay in shul to make sure there was a minyan in shul for anybody who used to come and daven, used to stay there and learn. So can I get those asar batlanim? That's why we have 10 psukim. Obviously, we mentioned in shul 2 weeks ago that there is one laning of the year that we don't have 10 psukim. That's Purim morning when we have 9, because the Gemara says in Megillah it's a complete inyan. So therefore, it is okay. You don't need the 10 psukim. So there's a lot to say here about this little Agadah. Rav Soloveitchik has 2 yartzei shiurim where he discusses at length this Gemara. One on Takanas Moshe and one on Takanas Kriyas HaTorah Beis Vehei. So if you want anything to read over Shabbos, you have about 50 pages right there to read those 2 Yartzei Shiurim. But just to pick out 2 points from those Yartzei Shiurim. One is a thought that I like to mention constantly, and that is, right, your question just now. They were thirsty for Torah. They didn't get the Torah yet. What were they thirsty for? This is right after Kriyas Yamsuf. So were they thirsty? They couldn't learn. What do you mean they couldn't learn? They didn't have the Torah yet. What were they thirsty for? So says Rav Soloveitchik, it wasn't about the thirst. It wasn't about Talmud Torah. It was about the natural connection every Jew has for Torah. And I forgot, at this part I don't always mention, that what's the raya that it's not Talmud Torah? What's the raya that it wasn't about Talmud Torah? It was about just the natural connection to Torah. Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu Misakin laning every day? We have to learn every day of our life. Why don't we lane every day? Right? It'll be part of davening laning. Why do you only do it every 3 days? Because the point isn't Talmud Torah. If it was Talmud Torah, then the Takana would have been every single day. The point is just to keep a Jew's connection to Torah. And that could happen every other day, every third day. That's enough to keep our connection before we have the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Because every Jew has a natural connection to Torah. Where does this come from? Where does the natural connection of every Jew to Torah come from? So that's the Gemara Maseches Nida. The Rav Soloveitchik mentions this, Rav Avi Ner mentions this also. The Gemara Maseches Nida, Daf Lamed, Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara says that we're all taught all of Torah in utero, and then we're caused to forget it. So the question is, so why are we taught it? Why are we caused to forget it? Because we have to work for it, okay? We can't get it on a silver platter. So why are we taught it in the first place? So the Achronim suggests, because Hashem wants to create a natural connection that every Jew has with Torah. And therefore that pintel yid that is inspired and lit up at some type in our life, that's what's being created in this in utero. And it even has halacha l'maisa ramifications. Rav Schechter quotes this in Eretz HaTzvi. There is a mitzvah d'oraisa to bury Jews. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, k'furas meisim. right? But for umos ha'olam, it's mitzvah d'rabbanan, right? It's kavod abrios. It's a mitzvah. You have to do it. But kavod abrios. Why isn't there daraisa? Why is there a mitzvah daraisa to bury Jews? So Rav Shaphtas says, beautiful. The Gemara in Megillah is machalek between tashmishei kedusha and tashmishei mitzvah. You have to. What do you have to bury and what do you have to throw out? Tzitzis. After you finish using tzitzis. So what do you do with them? Maker or din, you can throw them out. They're nizrakin. You put them in a plastic bag and you put them in the garbage. Right? Lulav, shofar, all of those, after you finish them, tashmishei mitzvah, so you're allowed to throw them out. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, once you do a mitzvah with one, you know, use it for another one. It's a nice thing to do. So keep your lulav to burn with the chametz. And keep your tzitzis strings to use as bookmarks in your svarim. Okay, but maker or din, you can throw them out. Tashmishei kedusha has to be buried. Tefillin, mezuzah, the tefillin bag, etc. What's the difference? Because the latter group has a connection to a ksav of Torah. Anything that has the connection to the ksav of Torah, the tefillin bag is different than the talis bag. Right? There's a big shiloh. What about the cover of the bima? Is that tashmish kedusha or is that tashmish to tashmish? Because the Torah goes directly on it? No, it's the atzei chayim that go on the bima cover. The Torah never touches it. Right? So all of these are different questions, but anything that has the connection to the ksav of Torah has to be buried. Says of Shechter, every Jew has the connection to the ksav of Torah. And that's why there's a mitzvah of kvuras Yehudi, because of that natural connection. What about a Jew that never learned a word in their life? They learned in utero. They learned in utero, and every Jew has the connection, the natural connection to the Torah. So that is, again, a lot more to say about that, but that's one of the Aretz Yetzirah. The other one that he talks about in Tachanas Moshe is a diak that I saw one of the other Achronim make, and that is Amdu Neviim Shebeinayim. Right, the Neviim Shebeinayim got up and made this original Takana. When the Rambam quotes this, the Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu tikin sheyakaren b'Torah b'Rabim b'Shabbos b'Sheni b'Chamishi b'Shachris kedish lo yishu shloshi yamin b'lo shmias Torah. First of all, why did the Rambam change the lashon from Neviim Shebeinayim to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why did the Gemara Bechal say Neviim Shebeinayim? What do you mean Neviim Shebeinayim? Moshe, there's no parallel. So why does the Gemara say Neviim Shebeinayim and not Moshe Rabbeinu? Number two, I don't think the Rav asked this one, but I'll ask. But shelo yishu shloshi yamin b'lo shmias Torah. It's also a diag. It doesn't say something about limud, just hearing Torah. So why does he change it? So Rav Soloveitchik explains that Moshe Rabbeinu's status changed b'shas Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, he was a great Navi, but there wasn't such a qualitative difference before and after. He was Neviim Shebeinayim. He was the greatest Navi at that time, but he was one of the Neviim Shebeinayim. After Maimon Har Sinai, he became Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why there's even a stira between two different Gemaras in Sanhedrin, whether Moshe Rabbeinu, the makar for how do you know 71? How do you know the Bezin in Sanhedrin are called 71? Because you have Esfali Shivim Ish, plus Moshe Rabbeinu himself is 71. That's one. That's another Gemara that says that Moshe is b'makam Shivim Ve'echad Koy. So is Moshe 71 or is Moshe 70 plus one? Is he the one? So Soloveitchik explained, it depends what. Before Maimon Har Sinai, he was one. He was one. After Maimon Har Sinai, he's different. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu. So when the Gemara's talking about history, Neviim Shebeinayim, the Rambam's quoting Halacha. Right? Right now, we could say Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu had a different status. Okay. Vayter. Says the Gemara, V'danam Sheni B'chamishi, D'shchichi D'asu B'mikra B'sifra. Why Mondays and Thursday? Because people are shchiyah, because they want to come hear the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays. And that's why they were, Ezra said, the courts are open then, because people are around, and if the Torah is around, the Shibu Kubetz quotes, and also if you have to give a shvua, you already have the Torah out, you don't have to take the Torah out an extra time, right? If you have to be mashvia somebody, that's why you have Mondays and Thursdays. Tosafot discusses what was before Takanas Ezra, but Bezin was never open. So it must be that they were open, but they didn't have any kavua set times. So, and he was misaking dafka Mondays and Thursdays. Oshu mechapsim mechamishi b'Shabbos, but they covered Shabbos. Used to do the wash on Thursdays because of covered Shabbos. Next, sheya ochlin shum be'erev Shabbos mishum ona. You should eat garlic on Friday night mishum ona. Why? Because somehow garlic helps the husband-wife relationship. Dechsev asher per yo yitain biito. V'yom Rabbi Yehuda v'itamer of Nachman v'itamer of Kahana v'itamer of Yochanan. So the Mishnah b'itaso me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos. Right, if somebody's with their wife on Friday night, so the Gemara, the Rashi explains that garlic is marbe the zera. So therefore, it is a special kiyum. Tana Rabbanan chamisha dvarim nemru bishum. Five things said about garlic. Masbia, it satiates. Mashchin, it lubricates. Mechami mesaguf. It warms the guf. Matzil panim, it shines the face. Marbe hazera, v'horei kinim shebebnei me'ayim. Also kills bugs in your intestines. V'yesh omrim, machnis, right? You have a a pharmacist here, maybe a little right, garlic. Is that anything you prescribe ever? V'yesh omrim, machnes ahava umotzi es akina. It brings an ahava, good feelings, umotzi es akina, period. There is a me'iri, amazing me'iri. We discussed this idea a long time ago in Masechah Shabbos. The me'iri quotes, yesh mefarshim, there's an opinion that Erev Shabbos here means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's what Erev Shabbos means. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night. Motzi, and that's when you should eat the garlic, any of those nights. Not Dafka Friday night, Wednesday, Erev Shabbos, like you can make you can't make Avdol anymore, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's what Erev Shabbos means. Motzi Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that means Motzi Shabbos. Right? You shouldn't be with your wife those days. Why? Because, he says, if you do the math, as the Gemara works out how many days, how long it takes for the Zera to be Niklat, so when is this woman going to have a baby, give birth? In 9 months from now, 10 months from now, it's going to work out that it could possibly become on Shabbos if you're with your wife on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. But the rest of the week is there's not a problem. Talks about whether a regular baby, you know, how long it takes. So this is based on a Gemara Masechah Shabbos, whether you have to worry about this or not. It says the Meiri, v'dvarim elu dvarim tfalim heim. Right, this is Narishkeit. Basically, he says the ikra dvarim kamosha kasavnu she'enik kavana ella be'elu ella. Ella LaTorah, right? That whole Gemara in Shabbos that talks about, so you have to worry about when you're with your wife to know when she's going to have a baby 9-10 months from now, because usually this is the number of days that it says the Meiri and Rova Poskim. You know, you don't have to worry about that, even though this is an interesting daya in the Meiri to know about. It gets into the issue of putting yourself into a certain situation that in 10 months from now you're going to have to worry about, right? Knisa l'matzav shel tchias yisurin, the whole shaila. You're allowed to do something now, knowing that you're going to have to rely, right, Ramosha Feinstein, Shuv, and Chelak Aleph, you're allowed to bring tefillin into a hospital when you're quarantined, knowing that you're going to have to burn the tefillin in 2 weeks with all your other possessions. You're allowed to do something now, knowing that you're going to be in a matzav of Tchei Yisrael later, Yud Sugya, not for now.
The Gemara says, the day of Mar Bezera, is the interest Ona, or is the interest
Puravu? The Gemara says Mar Bezera, so is the point Ona Puravu? It says Ona, but is Puravu, is the woman more interested in having a child? But that's the Gemara. The Gemara says also, Rav Yaakov Emden in his Siddur talks about, you know, basically it all depends on the relationship and the situation. Generally, Friday night is quieter, it's more tsanua. That's why it might be more a more propitious time. But Rav Yaakov Emden says, whatever is best for the husband and the wife. Tana Rabbanan. I said that already. When a woman bakes, she should get up early and bake. Why? So that, just in case poor people come to her door, she'll have ready-made challah to give them. She should wear a sinar. It's a certain type of girdle. For tznius. Pashtus, Rashi says, because when she goes outside, it's not for in the house. The Rambam quotes this halacha. She should wear a sinar babayis. Right, so the Maariv Chayyim says the Rambam must have some other understanding, but because Babayis, what type of tznius are you talking about within one's house when nobody else is around? Either way, the Maariv Chayyim points out that Rashi versus Rambam discussion. Shadei isha chofefes v'tovelas, that a woman is chofefes v'tovelas. She combs before she goes to the mikvah. So ask the Gemara, Daraisa, it's Daraisa that you have to prepare for going to the mikvah and prepare to make sure there are no chatzitzes, there's no foreign substances on the body. Isn't that what chafif is about? The Tanya, the Braisa says, for a chatzitz b'saro b'mayim, you should wash your body in water, shelo yehe davar chotzeitz b'im b'saro l'mayim. There can't be any foreign interference between the water and the body. Es b'saro, and what does es include? Es hatavel b'saro. Es includes anything that is secondary to the basar, my new seyar. So you see, it's darshan from a pasuk that the hair is included. There's halakhas of chatzitza by hair too. So what do you mean Ezra was masakin that you have to comb your hair? Of course you have to comb your hair. It's a din daraisa. So Amri said, no. Da'oraisa li'iyune dilma miktar. Mi da'oraisa is just to be ma'ayin. She has to check. She has to focus and look at in a mirror. Maybe there are some knots. Inami ma'us. Maybe there's something sticky on her body because of chatzitza, just looking. But he came around, Ezra Vasa, Yutikan Chafifa. He came and was Masakein that you have to actually comb and scratch and get any knots out. You can't just look in the mirror and say, hey, looks good. Right? He was Masakein it a little deeper. A couple of very important points on this Gemara. First of all, with Halacha L'maisa. So Halacha L'maisa, so we know Mida Araisa, the din is to be Ma'ayin. So what was Ezra Masakein? Chafifa. What does chafifa mean? So 2 days in Tosus right here. Tosus on the bottom. Rabbi Natan quotes, chafifa is only barosh. Only the hair on top of the head. What about hair any other place on the body? Is there chafifa issues there too? Part of the takana? That's a machlokas rishonim. Machlokas rishonim. That is rov rishonim. I'll read you. I have the summary here from the Badei Shulchan, the beginning of Kuf Tzadik Tes. Again, the din d'araisa is they have to just look iyun. V'yachshav amru chachamim. Ezra sofer tikin sheisha chofevet zadat v'chodim tefilasa v'otisbach ala iyun v'nechleku rishonim bebir takanazu yeshakatzut chafifa hiberosha. That's Rabbeinu Tam, that's the Ramban, that's the Rashba u'bechol hiberosha and other places on the guf lo tiknu chafifa. Right, there's no chafifa. The rest of her body, she does not have to do specific preparations for out of the takana, and she just has to be ma'ayin on the rest of her body. But other rishonim, v'yesha kasvu shetakanas chafifa hi b'chal aguf. The Torah quotes other rishonim that say no, the entire body one has to physically do something and not just be ma'ayin. So says the Badei Shulchan, as we paskin, afshas kamas aposkim kedei rishona. Even though generally we paskin me ikar hadin that the Kanis Ezra was only by hair, which is mostly on the head, mikal makom kfar nagu benot Yisrael. This is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The minhag of Klal Yisrael is to take a bath, is to be chofev kol haguf, and it's a minhag kasher v'yafe, and that's what we try to do. That's what we try to do. Maybe by the base of Mikdash, these halachas are going to apply to men also. Whenever we have to go to the Mikdash, eat a karban, become tahar. So again, the chafifa would be on kol haguf lamaisa. Whether we pass in that way after Tachanis Ezra, so you could say according to most Rishonim there are different levels. There's iyun daraisa. Next level is chafifas harosh and seyar anywhere on the body. That's level two. And the minog is the entire body. Three. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. We don't have so much time to talk about it. When we say there are three levels for chatzitza also. Mida oraisa, chatzitza is only with two factors. If it's covers the majority of the body and a woman is makpid about it, rubo or makpid. Mida rabbanon, either or. Rubo or makpid. Lamaisa, we try to get off even a miyat she'eno makpid. That's the three levels of chatzitza. Important to know which levels because you have to know b'dievet if there was a problem with the chatzitza. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim, hair. Let's say most of your hair is knotted. Does that ruin your tefillah? Meaning, is hair counted separately, or is it just nechlal in the rest of the body? That's a machlokas. That's a very big part of nafkamina, because let's say, you know, even if all your hair is knotted, that's not the rove of the body. So that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim, which the Griz discusses in Hilchos Mikvaos. The Rambam argue, when the Torah includes hair, is it saying it's included, and therefore it's part of Shar Kol Aguf? Or is it its own entity regarding Hilchas Chatzitza? Again, the Griz talks about that in Hilchos Mikvos. There's more, but again, we continue. Shirochlin Mechazrin Bayaros. It's interesting, just the Aruch Sameach points out, this takana then is very different than the other nine. The other nine seem to be like nice things to do. Right? Eat garlic, lane, right? All nice takanas, wear an apron. This one is like Mamish Alts Gzeira Siag Lahalacha. That's why the Aruch Sameach has a totally different shot, maybe. How you can understand this line. Okay. Well, we allow peddlers to come through the city selling perfume so that they don't become, they stay beautiful for their husbands. Ezra said that if somebody's a Balkari, he has to go to the mikvah. Gemara says, Daraisahu. I mean, did Daraisa that a Balkari is Tame? Din d'oraisa that he has to go to the mikvah. So Gemara says no. D'oraisa hulu truma v'kachim. It's a din d'oraisa for truma and kachim. Your tame. Asa hu tikein afilu divrei Torah. And Ellie, just upstairs, thanks. Asa hu tikein afilu divrei Torah. And he came along. Ezra came along and said, not only for truma and kachim, but even for Talmud Torah. Before you learn, you got to go to the mikvah. Tosas points out from the Gemara in Brachas, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir already said we don't paskin this way. We don't paskin this way. We paskin, second line of Tosas, Divrei Torah ain't a makabal tuma. Torah is not makabal tuma. Right? And therefore, we can learn even without the tefillah. Tosas then discusses, how could Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir be mevatel at takanas Ezra? Ezra's in Tanakh. How could he be mevatel? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir wasn't on that level. So Tosas has various answers. Maybe he thought Ezra never said it. Maybe he thought Ezra built in this way out. He was masneh. He built in this way out. Or number three, this gzeira never caught on. Lo pashid yisur b'chol yisrael, and therefore he was able to be mevatelit. Asar dvar nevi Yerushalayim. Once we're talking about 10 things, we have these 10 things. There were 10 things said about Yerushalayim. Ein abayis chalut ba. We never have a house that gets permanently belonging to a buyer. There are different halachas at Batei Arechoma. If there's a house in a walled city, you have a year to redeem it, and after that year, forget it, it stays permanently to the buyer. That doesn't apply in Yerushalayim. Veinu Mevi'a Egla Arufa, and you don't bring Egla Arufa if an anonymous corpse is found closest to Yerushalayim. Halachas of Egla Arufa don't apply to Yerushalayim. Veinu Nasas Ir Nidachas, and it cannot become an Ir HaNidachas. You can't burn it from the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Veinu Matam B'Negayim, and no house in Yerushalayim can become Tameh from Tumas Negayim, Vein Motzin Bazizin Ugezuz Teraos, and you're not allowed to have far-reaching porches in Yerushalayim. We'll get to the reasons for all of these in a minute. Vein Osin Ba'ashpatos, you can't make garbage dumps in Yerushalayim, Vein Osin Ba'kivshonos, you can't make large ovens where they have chimneys with a lot of smoke going up, Vein Osin Ba'ginos or Pardesos, and you can't make certain types of gardens, chutz miginos vraden, except for the rose gardens, shahayu miyamos mi neviim rishonim, that were there from a long time ago. Vein magadlan batanagolim, you can't raise chickens there, that we already had in the Mishnah. Vein malinim basan mace, and you're not allowed to be malin, you can't keep the mace overnight in Yerushalayim. Period. Let's talk about each of these. Ein abayis chalut ba dechsiv, a house cannot stay chalut to the buyer, dechsiv. The house that is his will remain his forever. And Yerushalayim was not mechulak to Shvatim, and therefore this pasuk doesn't apply to Yerushalayim. That it's going to stay forever with him. It's not his, right? It doesn't apply to. It's not owned by any specific shevet. Says the Gemara, Veinim Beviyas Egla Rufa, also an Egla Rufa is not brought from Yerushalayim, Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says Be'egla Rufa, Ki Matzei Chalal Ba'adama, Asher Hashem Lakecha Nosein Lach, L'Rishta, given to you, and Yerushalayim, Lonus Chalak L'Shvatim, it wasn't given to you, any specific Shevet. Veinim Nasas Yerani Dachas, same thing, Tichsiv Arecha, it says Arecha, one of your cities, Yerushalayim Lonus Chalak L'Shvatim, Yerushalayim was not Mechulak to Shvatim. Interesting, the Rambam extends this, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that Are Miklat cannot become Irani Dachas because they're also not yours. And the Ravid argues. Ravid says, what do you mean? The Gemara only says about Irani Dachas. Machlokas Ramam Ravid, are Ari Miklat, six Ari Miklat, are they considered belonging to those Shvatim or not? Okay, just keep it in mind, that Machlokas. Veinim Tamei B'Negayim, and also a house in Yerushalayim does not become Tamei Tumas Negayim. Dechsiv, Nasadi Negat Saras, Beveis Aras Achuz Aschem, Yerushalayim Lo Nesachak L'Shvatim. Again, it reflects ownership, and this doesn't have ownership. Right? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, according to one day, there are three things that never happened. Three things that never happened. Betzora Mora, Irani Dachas, and Bayis HaMenuga. Right? Those three. So, but the other days seem to take it literally, that it might have happened. Also, you don't make large porches because people in Yerushalayim want to make sure they stay tahar, and if they walk under this porch and there's a mace under it, also it could cause problems. And also, it's going to be very busy in the Alila Regel. You don't want people to bump into your porch. Also, insects are very prevalent around garbage dumps. So you don't want garbage dumps in Yerushalayim. They know about kifshonos bishim kutra, and you don't want the smoke going up from the kifshonos, either because it's smoky, or you don't want the smoke to mix in with the smoke of the ktoris. They know some baginos apart. They saw mishum sircha. Also, these gardens you don't make because of sircha. Rashi quotes two opinions. Doesn't mean you have certain grasses there that are smelly, or you have other types of problems there. People throw things in these gardens. Vein megadlan batanagolim mishum kachim. Also, chickens you can't raise there because of kachim. Chickens always bring little insects. They might put it on your karbanas. Ve'ein malina ba'asameis gemara. And Emelina Sameis Gemara. What does that mean? Rashi says, Misora sibi adenu ve'ein tam ladavar. It's a Misora, we don't know why. The Shidim Kubetza says, no, the Chiddush is that the, even lechvodo, sometimes that we say you're allowed to be malin. Let me go back for a second. The Shidim Kubetza says, you're not allowed to be malin the mace anywhere. What's special about Yerushalayim? No, the point is that even lechvodo of the mace, it might be that we don't mount. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but just one final. I saw this yesterday. I opened up a sefer. I know it must have been Shat to the Shemaya. For I saw the Gra. The Gra says, where does the word Gemara come from? Right, we just said the word Gemara. Where does the word Gemara come from? The Gra says that Ravina and Ravashi, after they finished the being machtim the Gemara, they sent it up to Shemayim to see if Kadosh Baruch Hu is maskim that this is going to be the Torah Shebal Peh. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu sends back with Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel that this is the Torah Shebal Peh. and this is what should be said, and that's Gemara, the Dalam Malachim. That's the four Malachim that stayed by the Kisi HaKavod, and those are the four that he sent back the Gemara with. Okay, stop here. Enjoy Uvachul Kosayim Lo Seleichu. It's tomorrow's Amar Aleph, and we'll get into Achovel, Ayin Tachazayin. Come back by the Shem on Sunday with a very fat and long daf. Check out that.